Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Warning. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Flood warning with multiples.
KFAEIW via Echo Link.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
KFAEIW, standing by. Kilo Fox Trot 8, Echo India Whiskey, standing by.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. With multiples. Multiples. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 33.
KFAEIW, Kilo Fox Trot 8, Echo India Whiskey, standing by.
Flood warning with multiples.
KFAEIW, standing by.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF, KE8CV. Good afternoon, Clayton. How's your day going?
My mother's TV took a crapper, and she had to go get a new one today. So, yeah, she went and got herself a QLED, mini LED,
with multiple
4K TVs at 60 hertz. Seems to be pretty good. Really good picture.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Well, bad for one reason, good for the other, I guess. I know, I was out to Walmart over the weekend on Saturday, and boy, I mean, TVs, what you can get now are fairly cheap. It was like a 55-inch Roku TV, and it was like $200. So, they're getting pretty crazy. At least they're not too bad, like everything else has gone up. I see on my way home, when I went to work this morning, gas at one of the stations was $3.59. And when I come home tonight, it's $4.19. So it went up 60 cents since this morning.
Yeah, my TV dies. I'd rather get the heck away from TVs. I'm looking, keep my eye open on monitors, and they're getting bigger. I was looking at a 43-inch 4K, 120 or 240 hertz, and it was like $1,200. So, yeah, to get a screen with no stupid hardware in it is definitely pricey. But, yeah, all the TVs that are 60 hertz are really nice pricing compared to how it used to be. you try to buy a TV 15, 20 years ago that was 4K at 60 hertz and it cost you like $1,200.
Yeah, I can't believe the size of some of these things too now. We were at Sam's as well. And, you know, 85-inch, 100-inch TVs. And they're like $1,200, but it's kind of like, where would you put an 85-inch television? Unless it's, you know, you got a great big rec room in the basement, you can sit back 20 feet from it, and got a wall big enough you can hang that thing on, and then even that, it's kind of like, what wall bracket holds that? I mean, there's something out there, because they had Sam's hand and had them hanging on a wall, but how big is too big, I guess.
Well, the funny thing is, doesn't really take much to mount these new ones. They're stupid light. The TV in front of me is old, and that one weighs probably as much as 5 or 8 of what my mom just bought. I got a bad back, and I was able to pick that thing up. It weighed probably about as much as 2 six-packs of beer. It's, like, not much. And it's actually lighter than the one that broke and bigger. She got herself a 55, I think, or a 50, one of those two numbers. And, yeah, so it's quite impressive. Did you know that they ship those laying flat now? They don't have to be standing up like they used to be. Apparently within the last 3 or 4 years, the technology's changed to where the screens and everything are so light that they can lay them down.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. Boy, I know they are light. I got a little 32-inch. I put in the basement. I had an old tube TV, and I got rid of that, recycled it, and got a just a 32-inch is all I had room for down there. And like you said, yeah, that thing can't weigh more than 3 or 4 pounds compared to what, you know, they used to be with the power supplies and everything else in them. So, yep, that has certainly changed in that regard to the good in that. So there is a lot less weight in the televisions than they used to be, so. All right, Clinton, I just pulled in the driveway. Thanks for the ride along for a little bit there. Mike did bring your information up on the at the club meeting. Some people were interested, so we'll try and get, we'll take what you sent to him and I, we'll try and figure out and get something up on the website here and up on the project page and let people vote, see if they want to do that. It would have to be something on a Saturday, I would expect it. We can't do it after club meeting. It would be too late. So we'd have to schedule something on a Saturday, or like we did a couple of years ago, we did a project after the club auction. And that way we were done by noon or 1 o'clock, and then we had a couple hours to build the project. So we'll look, continue on that, too, as well. So I'll let you go here. KC8YVF, back over to you.
Yeah, I tried talking, but for some reason that video conference wasn't letting me. Every time I unmute it, remuted, and when it wasn't muted, apparently it still was, because being weird.
I know Mike tried to contact you, see if you were in there a couple of times, and we didn't get anything on our end, so. All right, we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, clear.
All right, KC8YVF, 73 from KE8CB.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 43 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.
KFA, EIW, stand by.
Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples.
Sending it RHK.
Flood warning. With multiples.
This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday night net on the KDC repeater. Do we have any early check-ins for our net? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, KE8DCQ, Dave, Bay City, I will be in and out. 7-3, guys.
This is KC81AF, Ron in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Anybody else that wants to check in, we got a couple of minutes. We're going to be talking about what we did for Easter, and have you been following the Artemis II mission at all? So should be a good net. Is there anybody else out there that wants to check in? Please call now.
KC81AF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo India Whiskey, Van Wert, Ohio.
Alright, we picked up KC8YVF Ron, KD8MMH Mike, and KF8EIW, I think if I had that correct. Any corrections?
If you said Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo India Whiskey, you'd be correct.
Roger, roger. I got you then.
KDA-PAZ, Mini, Mark, no traffic.
All right, we got KD-8PAZ Mini in there, too. Check-ins, check-ins for the K8DAC Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday night. Anybody else want to check in before we start?
Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, KFA-EDQ, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24
megahertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all amateur radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. Like I said in the preamble, just before the pre-check-ins there, we'll be talking about the Artemis II mission, if you've been following any of that, and they just went around the moon, and they set a new distance record for furthest away from planet Earth. So, and then we'll also be talking about Easter, how did you celebrate it. So at this time, we'll take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, short time, or in and out. Please call now.
Whiskey Bravo 1 Alpha Juliet, John in Saginaw.
John, would you wouldn't mind repeating your call sign quickly, briefly, please?
Sure. Whiskey Bravo 1 Alpha Juliet.
Roger, appreciate that very much. I've got Whiskey Bravo 1, Alpha Juliet. Are you in and out, or are you a regular check-in?
We'll be a little bit of a short-timer, but I'll stay in as long as I can.
Roger, I've got you both down as mobile. Do we have any other mobile check-ins? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any Echo Link stations, please call now. All right, no Echo Link stations. We've got K8PCQ Dave, who's in and out, YVF Ron, MMH Mike, EIW Mark, PAZ Mini, and we've got John, who's mobile. Do we have any other regular check-ins? Regular check-ins, please call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
All right, Roger, we've got KC8BOA Rick with N8KPR Bob. Any other check-ins, please call now.
KKCI, Jeff in Oakley, no traffic.
This is N8UI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
All right, very good. We got KKCI Jeff and NAEUI Tom. That's probably all of our check-ins. We'll do another one in a few minutes here, but we'll go to our mobile station, WV1AJJ, John. If you wouldn't mind telling us how you celebrated Easter and if you've been following the Artemis II mission at all, go ahead.
Sure thing. Yeah, technically, I guess I'd have to get up and walk around to be mobile. I'm on my handy talkie in the hotel room, but I celebrated Easter by flying commercial flights from Wilmington, North Carolina to Chicago and Flint, and then driving down. I'll be here in town for a couple of months, and then let's see, am I following the mission? I only remotely, and haven't kept up in the past couple of days. Been kind of absorbed on being away from home, so not much else news. Back to net control.
Roger that, John. Welcome to Saginaw, and I hope you enjoy your stay, and thanks for checking into the net. You're always welcome. We do it every Sunday night at 7 and Monday night at 9, so please do call in if you're available. So, all right, we'll go to our next station. Dave was in and out, KC8YVF Ron. You're up next with KD8MMH Mike on deck. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. There are two guys, John in there and the other guy. I didn't get the name in there. Welcome to our net tonight. Well, I've been busy tonight here getting some 3D printing done, and I turned on the game. Michigan is up right now 11-7 over UConn. So, come on, Michigan. I hope they pull this one out. I guess UConn's won like two or three out of the last four, so we need somebody else in there at the top for once. Yeah, for my project, a couple of projects here. I'm building 3D printing some birdhouses for the wife. I just finished up one tonight. I've got a couple more that I plan to do. These are more decorative. I'll put them out, see if the birds will use them. If not, there'll be a little decoration for the garden area. So it came out, the first one came out pretty good. I hope the other ones work out as well. Other than that, normal work week, and boy, over the weekend we got the rain. Just about inch and three quarters or so here approximately. So yeah, it just rained like crazy. Well, it's still a lot of flooding around the area. A lot of roads, there's still about 15 or so roads the last time I checked the county road commission. About 15 roads still closed around the area, most of them in the southern part of the county, out in St. Charles, out in Bird area, out in Minnie's area out there, out here in Thomas Township as well. So a lot of rain in there, and it's supposed to get more rain toward the end of the week. So we need a few days here to dry out and let what we got recede before we get any more. That's all I got, at least for Easter. Let me break. Easter, we were at my daughter's house for dinner. I got there about noon, left about just after the Sunday night net, so about 7:30, quarter to 8, we left and came home. And that's kind of what we did there. And as far as the moon launch, I watched the moon launch. As far as that, been kind of keeping up on it as much as I can. Watch the news tonight to see where they were. Not watching any progress during the day at work, just kind of catching up when I get home. So that's what I got for you, Mike. I'll turn it back over to that, KC8YVF.
Roger that, Ron. The good news, you know, that's fantastic on the celebrations. And, yeah, that's, you know, I've been watching the Artemis II mission there since launch. The Central Michigan Emergency Network guys have had most of it connected to the VHF network, which the local NAERL repeater has been repeating that, and they have that connected during the waking hours of the astronauts there. So, but I have one of my All-Star nodes connected to the NASA audio at all times, so, for that last couple days anyway. So, yeah. All right, good, Ron. KDEMMH Mike, you're up next with KFAEIW Mark up on deck. All right, Mike, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, KFAEDQ, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone that came out for our club meeting last Friday night. Had a good turnout there, and good presentation on the upcoming Michigan QSO party. Appreciate Dave WABW for informing us on that, and also had a good club breakfast there Saturday morning. I'd like to thank everyone that came out for that. As far as the Artemis launch, watched it live on TV. Actually, my friends from Freeland, Laura, she was down there with her girls for spring break in Orlando, and they drove over to Cocoa Beach, and were on the beach and watched it live from probably 10 miles, however far Cocoa Beach is from Kennedy Space Center. I'm thinking 10 to 15 miles away, not too far. And yeah, she said it was quite the awesome experience and took some videos and was sending text and pictures back and forth about the launch. And after it was done and everything, it took them, I want to say like 2.5 hours with the traffic jam just to get out of Cocoa Beach back onto the mainland there toward Orlando. Other than that, yep, spent Easter yesterday with friends in Freeland. And that's about all I think I've got. I think this will be my only go-around to Mike. So with that, I'll say 7-3. And thanks for doing the net tonight. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Roger that, Mike. Yeah, we'll catch you next week or whatever. Good to hear you, and yeah, that's a very, you know, I'm fascinated with space travel. I don't know. you know, there's it's just fascinating to see what people are willing to put themselves through, and what we're capable of. It's very neat, but yeah, very interesting stuff. All right, KFAEIW. This is KFAEDQ for radio ID. Mark, your turn with KD8PAZ. Many, you're on deck. KFAEIW, go ahead.
KFAEDQ, this is KFAEIW. I wanted to thank you for letting me join the net this evening. This is my first time here. I'm here for the work week. I'm actually from Van Wert, Ohio, but I'm currently staying at the hotel here in Saginaw, and really listening too much on the Artemis 2. Today I heard that they have actually broken a record for the furthest moon travel, so that's always a good thing to hear. Other than that, I was just checking in for the numbers today, and I wanted to just say hey to everybody, and now I got you guys on Echo Link. I can actually check in with you guys every Monday night. Other than that, I'll say 73s and return back to the vet, and this will be a one and done. KFAEIW, 73s.
Yeah, roger that, Mark. KFAEIW, KFAEDQ, I've got you in and out. So yeah, 73. Maybe we'll catch you again. KD8PAZ Mini, you're up next with KC8VOA Rick. You're on deck. Mini, how did you celebrate your Easter?
Well, good evening, KFADDQ. This is KD8PAZ. Say good evening to all the rest of the guys on the net here tonight. It's good to hear the new ones in there, Mark and John. Good to have you on here. So hopefully you can come on more often. As far as Easter, I spent it here at home by myself. I fixed myself some ham and potatoes and cabbage and carrots and onions. So other than that, didn't do much of anything. I'm trying to get over this nasty cold here and mostly sinuses, but I keep working at it, so eventually it'll take care of itself. This is KD8PAZ back to KF8GDQ.
Yeah, thank you, Minnie, and please do take care of yourself. Yes, we want you feeling about 100% as quickly as possible, so good luck with that, and feel better soon. All right, KC8BOA Rick, this is KFAEDQ. Mike, with N8KPR Bob, you're on deck. Rick, go ahead and take it.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody in the net. First, I'll make a quick announcement. Ogemaw Aranac Amateur Radio Society will be doing their trainers net tomorrow night, the first Tuesday of every month. So they're going to start it up tomorrow night. It's 146940, or you can get them at K8ORA-R on Echolink. And that's 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Traders Net. So if you got something to sell amateur radio or electronics, you got an opportunity to get on there. If you're looking for something, that'd be an opportunity to get on there and listen in to see what someone else is selling that you might want. And as far as Easter goes, I had 2 days of Easter this weekend. Saturday, we had that with the kids and grandkids and so forth. Did an Easter egg hunt. We all brought a dish to pass. It was very, very nice. Kids had a riot, even though it was wet. It didn't stop one bit. And there's about 500 eggs and 8 golden eggs out there, so they did very well. I'll give the repeater break here. Yesterday after church, I get home, I stuck 2 pies in the oven. Stuck ham in the smoker, and I didn't smoke it. I just used that to heat it up. And started peeling potatoes and so forth. We made mashed potatoes and green beans, and we had that. And my mother-in-law came over, and one of the kids came over with his girlfriend and his two kids. And so we had Easter dinner again. And so it was a nice little visit there as well. So other than that, I am one and done. I should have Ripple Fiber here tomorrow to hook up my internet. So I'm going to say 73, and everyone have a wonderful night and a wonderful week. Take care. KC8BOA.
KC8BOA Rick, 73. This is KFA-EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday night, not on the KDAC repeater. Do we have any other stations listening that would like to join us and join our net? Please call now.
This is
KFA-DIC.
N-A-10-P-N, Doug, leave the township.
All right, roger, roger. We've got KF8DRC, KD8ZOB, N8NTN, Doug. All right, any other stations, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We've got N8KPR, Bob, you're up next. KCI, you're on deck. Bob, you're back from vacation. Good to hear you. And how did you celebrate Easter?
Good evening, Mike. Everybody else on the net. Well, Easter was kind of a bust this year. My one daughter was in Canary Islands, and the other one, she lives in St. Louis, Missouri, and the other one was in lives in Cleveland with my granddaughter and her husband. But her husband's like a music minister at church, and she, and of course, obviously, you're in church, you're very busy this time of year. And so a lot of times my daughter, sings in the church too. So normally we'd go down there for Easter and Christmas just due to the fact they have so much work to do at church. But we were down there the last 2 weeks in a row in Cleveland, so we just said, now we're just going to stay home. And, but Artemis, yeah, I've followed the space exploration since the Mercury project. It's always something that's always fascinated me. I basically had a handheld on the 145.33 repeater. They had rebroadcast the conversation between a ground control and the spacecraft. So that's kind of interesting. And what else? The launch. My sister lives in on Treasure Island in Florida. Well, she has a condo there. She actually lives in Wisconsin. Let me buy. And she sent me pictures from the launch from the east side from the Gulf Coast. And believe it or not, it was very impressive from the Gulf Coast. From the opposite shore on Florida, and I mean you could. The way the sun was, you could see the reflection of the white capsule, or the white rocket, and of course the plume of smoke behind it, the vapor behind it. It was very impressive. I've seen several launches from there when I was down there, but that was the most impressive I've seen. And when I was down there this year, I seen one. It was at night, but really it looked just like a star. And I actually watched it for like 20 minutes, because it was kind of like going away. So you always said that this white bat, was from the fire coming out of the back. So that's kind of cool. And I don't know. That's about it for this round. Mike, I'll turn it back to you. This says NAKPR.
NAKPR, KFA-EDQ. Yeah, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in, Bob. We got, I've been listening. We got to get your All-Star going for one. But, they have, Central Michigan has their, the NASA audio. And, they're talking,
on there. They were on there just about all day yesterday. So I had All Star on, and I've been listening. I have it on YouTube, and it's pretty much the exact same audio that they have on their YouTube. But yeah, it's all interesting stuff. They've been really going at it, and you know, troubleshooting all the issues that they're having with the plumbing and suspected cabin leak. And man, I couldn't imagine being on that trip. What a trip of a lifetime. All right, this is KF8EDQ. KCI Jeff, you're up next. Go ahead and take it.
Hey, thanks, Mike. And good evening to everybody else. Sun in it tonight. And, well, Easter was pretty much last week. You got to play with the kids' schedules. I'm sure everybody knows that. They had a whole last week off there. Crown School District. So other than that, this Easter, wife and I just pretty much sat here and had our own little dinner and relaxed, watched a couple movies, and that was about it. And Artemis, yeah, that's, I was going to the hearing place today, and I caught that on the 2 meter, and that was pretty good. I trying to figure out the other day, I heard the same thing. Now I know what it is. So they're just kind of linking, doing a link in a continuous view of the conversations back and forth. So that was pretty good. As far as the trip, I think the best thing was is they got the plumbing going, like you said, Mike. So the bathroom works, and they're all good about that. So. Other than that, that's about it. Just 4 inches of rain here, but it's sucking through the old dirt right now, and it's looking pretty good. So we're good for a while. We don't need any. But I did go to Saginaw today and had to go all the way around Hemlock Road and get around 52 at St. Charles. It's pretty much was still water. So other than that, we'll send her back to net control, and I'm going to be one and done with this myself, too. And you guys have a great night, and we'll talk at you next Sunday. KCI, back to Night Control.
Hey, KCI, KF8EDQ. Yeah, I got you in and out, Jeff. 7-3, we'll catch you next week. All right, NAEUI Tom, you're up next. KF8DRC Jack, you are on deck. So NAEUI Tom, go ahead and take it.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is NAEUI. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Hope everyone had a good Easter. Been very busy the last few days on this end. So we went to Good Friday service Friday, obviously, and then we went to Easter Vigil Saturday evening at 8:30. It was a long mass. I went from 8:30 to 10:30, and we got home about... 10:45. Well, we left mass about 10:30, and my wife and I said, you know, we're hungry for a treat, some kind of a treat, you know, some kind of an Easter vigil treat. So driving around, and we were going to get some, you know, Mooney's ice cream was closed, and Culver's was closed. We stopped at Walmart, and we bought a couple of containers of ice cream, came home, put some chocolate syrup on it, some whipped cream, and we sat around and just visited having ice cream. Went down good too. Haven't had ice cream in a while, so. But that was our Easter vigil, and then let me break real quick. And then Sunday morning we got up and we went to my mom's. She's an hour and a half away in the Thumb, Huron County, the western side of Huron County, a town called Pigeon, a little farm town, just south of Caseville. And I made. Homemade baked beans, I brought that, and then my brother, his family arrived, and he brought ham and cheesy potatoes, and mom made a couple of cheesecakes, strawberry, cherry and blueberry cheesecake, and with cookies, and what else we had? We had salads, rolls, and all that good stuff. It was about 10 of us, so we had Easter. The mom, she didn't lift a finger. We did all the cleaning and everything. She was allowed to do. She's 89 years old, so we just let her just sit down and we'll take care of everything, mom. So we picked up everything, cleaned and washed the dishes and put them all away. And we got home about, 8 o'clock last night, and it was a full week. And
I had a good time. As far as the Artemis, I've always been fascinated with space travel ever since the Apollo mission, the Gemini missions. I remember in first grade, our teacher bringing a big honking black and white TV and watching the Gemini missions into space. It was all in black and white, but the Apollo missions were still black and white in our family. We didn't get our first color TV until, probably the early 70s, so we had to watch the moon launches in black and white. But the Artemis is a far cry from the Apollo. I mean, I'm looking inside and see the video of inside the Artemis capsule, and it's the size of two minivans, I guess they said. Well, compared to the Apollo, I mean, it's so much. It's like booking a room in a Holiday Inn compared to the Apollo. I mean, there's a lot of room in that Artemis spaceship, but it'd be the ride of a lifetime to orbit the moon. So. It's been fun watching it. I watched the launch, and then now I'm just catching up on circling the moon. They beat the Apollo 13 record, I think, by 4,000 miles. So they're the farthest human beings ever to travel in space. So it's kind of cool. And so I'll just keep watching it until they splash down in a day or two. So, but anyway, that's it for me on this end. I'm gonna toss it back to Net Control and catch everybody else. And,
KF8EDQ, yes, it is very interesting, and the two minivans for four people, I think we've come a long way in our technology, creature comforts and space travel, so. Not to downplay what they're doing right now, it's quite the feat, but I can't imagine all the aliens that are watching us right now. Look at them with their fossil fuels and metals and playing space rockets. Oh, man. All right, before we move on to KF8 and DRC, let's see if there's anybody else listening and wants to check in. If you want to check in, please call now. All right, nothing heard. This is KF8EDQ, KF8DRC Jack. Go ahead and take your turn. We got KE8ZOB Bob on deck there, so go ahead, Jack.
Oh, good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone out there. Not much to do last week. Was a little bit busy with the kids. Oh, come on over here and color the eggs. I had to sit down and color the eggs for 3 hours. It was 12 eggs to color. Well, what are you going to do? The kids are kids, you know. So you got to be with them, make them laugh, and, you know, talk and all that. Oh, no, I want to do this. I want to do that. But really, you know, we did everything, and we went to a church yesterday and the day before, and that's all. Right now, it was raining, and it rained so hard in here for like half an hour and it stopped. And that's all I have for you, Mike. Have a good evening. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, KF8EDQ, yeah. Roger that. It was kind of raining earlier, and there was actually, I think there was some hail starting to form earlier this afternoon, about pea-sized hail. It was coming down and it was bouncing off the grass like popcorn. It kind of reminded me of white popcorn jumping up and down in the grass. And interesting to see. All right, KE8ZOB, Bob, good to hear you. NANTN, you're on deck. So KE8ZOB, go ahead and take your turn, Bob.
Roger that. Thank you guys for the net tonight. And hope everybody's staying warm. I've been paying attention to that the moon thing happening in a while. I dropped my router during the 7 o'clock, right after 7 o'clock net. down my net gear. I don't know what I was doing moon season, but I dropped my router and broke my router. So I have no internet, so I can call FaceTime. And that's about it. I don't know who to pass it on to, but I appreciate y'all having the net tonight. Back to the net.
Roger that, Bob. Yeah, well, sorry to hear about your breakage there. It's bound to happen if you drop something. You know, sometimes you get lucky and it still works afterwards, but I guess not so much this time. All right. We'll see if you're still around on the next round here. Any NTN, Doug, you're usually in and out, but we'll see if you're out there. Any NTN, this is KF8EDQ, Net Control. If you're out there listening, go ahead and take your turn.
Yeah, good evening to all. I had a nice, reasonably quiet Sunday afternoon. We had all the kids were together at his daughter's house, so that worked out nice and quiet. And I've been trying to clean things up and stuff around here. I got still got water in the yard. So. Other than that, somebody said something about Trader's Net or something, and if I could get that information again, because what I wrote down didn't make any sense. Other than that, good evening to all. And again, Tim.
Roger, Roger. NTN, Doug, the KFA-EDQ, Mike. Yeah, the Trader's Net, it starts tomorrow night. It is at 8 p.m. First Tuesday of every month. And let's see here. It's on the 9-4 on the KAOAR repeater. If for some reason that repeater doesn't work, then they want you to go to the 511. Let's see here. I got the email because I joined their club. At least I think I joined their club. I sent them the $20 anyway, so... let's see, if you have All-Star, I think it's, Yeah, 55416 is the All-Star node. Other than that, we'll get you the frequencies if you really need them. That's the bottom of the list here, and we'll go to the top of the list. We'll see if John's still listening, WB1AJJ. We're at the top of the list again. If you're still around, go ahead and take your turn for the 73 round. This is KF8EDQ.
KF8EDQ and the group WB1AJJ. Oh, nothing much to add. Talking about the launches reminded me of seeing a few at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California a few years ago. One early morning, the fog rolled in, and it was about 2 miles away, and you couldn't see a thing. You could hear it, but you could definitely feel it, and that was pretty interesting. I would love to see another launch again. Anyway, with that, 73s, and I'll listen for you all around. WB1AJJ.
WB1AJJ, 73. Yeah, maybe we'll hear you next week. Like I said, we've got it Sunday night at 7 and Monday night at 9. So if you're around, feel free to call in. KC8YVF Ron, you're up next. And then I think we got Minnie because we got Mike and Mike and Mark is in and out, so KC8YVF Ron, go ahead.
Good evening again, everyone on the net. Yeah, like Rick said, for Easter, we were at my daughter's house, and we had eight people over for dinner, had smoked turkey, three different kinds of salad, and baked beans, and all sorts of hors d'oeuvres and that beforehand, so very good dinner. Easy to get filled up quick, all of that stuff. We had three kids, my granddaughter and grandson, and then my grandson had a friend of his that was in from North Carolina. His mom drove him up from North Carolina to be with him for a week, and then he'll fly home on Saturday. So he was there. They did an Easter egg hunt as well. Not as many eggs as Rick. They had about 200 eggs. For the three kids, they had, I think, a half a dozen, as he called, golden eggs. It's got a bigger surprise in them. So
had a good time. Unfortunately, at one point, both my grandson and granddaughter went for one egg at the same time and collided just as they got to it and dumped their baskets of eggs. So we had to pick them all back up and kind of sort them out to who had what. So that was kind of the action for the day. But yeah, everything turned out well. Been cold, like Mike said too. I was coming home from work and got kind of a little rain, and then it kind of went to snow, and then it kind of went to sleet as it bounced off the windshield. And then when I got home from work, I went out to pick up the trash can from pickup day today, and it basically started to hail, a little pea-sized hail. So trying to get in the garage with that thing, and it's hailing like crazy out. And 5 minutes later, it passed through and was, you know, perfectly fine again. So that time of the year, we get kind of wild and wacky weather. Well, with that, thanks, everyone, for joining tonight. Mike, thanks for doing the net. This is KC8YVF. Back to net.
Roger that. KC8YVF, Ron, KF8EDQ73, and we'll catch you next week. I've got KD8MMH, Mike. I've got you as in and out. I don't know if that's accurate. And I've also got EIW, Mark, as in and out. So that puts us at KD8PAZ Mini. You're up next with N8KPR Bob on deck. Mini, go ahead and take your turn.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. It's good to hear everybody in here tonight. It's had a good net tonight, 14 that I can count up. So I keep track of how many checked in, and that way if one skipped over, I let the net controller know that they skipped them. But other than that, everything is going okay. Hope everybody has a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. This is KD8PAZ back to KF8EDQ.
Roger that, Minnie. Good luck, and have a good week, and take care. 7-3. N8KPR Bob, you're up next with N8EUI Tom on deck. Bob, your turn. Go ahead.
This is N8KPR. Yeah, John, glad you could join us tonight. Anytime, like Mike said, you know, Sunday nights and Monday nights, we have a little net. But the rain since what did I look at? I do reports for the National Weather Service every day. You know, the weather, the high, low, what it is at observation time, and precipitation and snow depth, new snow amounts, and blah, blah, blah. But during this time of year, it's kind of a pain, especially when you get snow. You got to melt it and whatnot. But since the 1st of April, we got, here in Franklin, I got 3.31 inches. So, yeah, things were wet. I actually rolled the yard today. I figured, well, everything's really wet. I got about 2 acres here, and a little over 2 acres. So I had a roller, and I said, okay, everything's real moist. I did have standing water yesterday. Today it wasn't standing, but when I went through the parts where it had standing water, it had a little gooshy, but we didn't get stuck or anything, but water was coming up off the tires, so we didn't get stuck. So anyways, that's about it for this round. So 73s, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Thanks for doing that, Mike. Appreciate it. KF8EDQ, sending KPR 73.
NAKPR 73. We'll catch you next time. Take care. All right. This is KF8EDQ with Net Control, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday night net on the DAC repeater. Do we have any other check-ins? I might as well see if anybody else is listening. If you want to join, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We've got NAEUI Tom. You're up next. KF8DRC, you're up. You're on deck. So, Tom, go ahead for the 73 round.
Okay, Mike, thanks. This is NAEUI again.
Yeah, we had some standing water in our backyard too. Came down pretty good over the weekend. It's on the farthest. It's not close to the house, but it's still within our backyard, our fenced-in area. It's probably we got a couple inches in the, about 10, 12 feet from the fence, just in the back there. And it's slowly going down. Our next-door neighbor has a lot of rain, too. Her shed is sitting in the water. My shed sits in about 5-6 inches of stone, so it's up higher for that reason. So the water enters my shed, but still can't get back there. So hopefully we'll see some more rain, I think, on Friday. So hopefully it'll go down considerably, because I want to start laying down some fertilizer, you know, around the back in the backyard too. But let me break real quick. But it'll eventually evaporate and leach into the soil. It'll be okay. It happens every year. Usually we get the standing water from snow melt, and this is from the rain. So it'll eventually leach into the soil, and I'll be able to get back to it with the fertilizer and spreader. So it was good to see everybody at the meeting last Friday night. We had a big, good-sized turnout, and seeing everybody, some of us over at the breakfast the next day, Saturday morning. So, but that's about it on this end. I've been on sideband on 40 meters and 20 meters a few times last week. But it's busy with E-Street and everything, but that's behind us now. So continue with, I guess, for me, a little bit of normalcy too. So hopefully. That's about it at this end, though. I'm going to toss it back to you, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight, and hopefully we'll catch you all next Monday night. So, in the meantime, this is AEY saying good night, everyone.
All right, AEY, Tom, 73. Have a good evening. This is KF8EDQ, KF8DRC, you're up next with, we'll see if Bob's still listening. K8ZOB, you're on deck. KF8DRC, Jack, do you have anything to add for the 73 round?
Well, good evening, Mike, again. Good evening, everyone. Now, not much around. I was on 10 meter. There wasn't hardly anybody. Yesterday was a few people on 10. 10 meter. I was running it for a little bit, then I quit. Then I got up, then I had to go visit the family and came back. And day before, it was 3-4 people there on 10. I couldn't take that long with them. I just quit and went back again to the kids. They want to do those eggs coloring. But Mike, that's all I have for you. And thank you for joining the net, KF8DRC. Everyone, have a good night.
All right, good night, Jack 73. Feel free to call in again. It's good to hear you, buddy. KE8ZOB from KF8EDQ. You're up next with NANTN. Doug, you're on deck.
Roger that, 73 to all. 73 to all. Thank you for that, and back to that.
Roger that, Bob. KE8ZOB, KF8EDQ, 73. You got to call in more often, my friend. I hear you on the NOSWR net. That's fun activities there. All right, NTN, Doug. The frequency for the traders net is 146.94 megahertz, PL tone of 103.5, 146.94, 1035 for the PL. 73 round, Doug, if you're still listening, go ahead and take your turn.
Yeah, I'm still here. My chart says that's West Branch from Peters, so I'll go find that.
said, he wouldn't sound like it's anything there. Not a big deal. Other than that, just waiting for the water to dry up so I can get it round out in the yard. Just washy out there. Good evening to all, NANPN.
Yeah, roger that, Doug. My yard is, it's kind of like a swamp right now. There's a standing water and all that jazz, so. All right, that brings us to the bottom of the list. There's just really just me, for celebrating Easter. I didn't really do anything. I didn't make a big meal or anything. I ordered some Chinese and hung around the house. One of my buddies came up and visited. He came up Friday, which is why I wasn't at the meeting on Friday. But we hung around the house and we played video games. We played Overwatch pretty much all weekend. So, and we played video games and watched the Artemis 2 YouTube stream. I was able to catch the launch because of the Central Michigan Emergency guys had it playing on the VHF network. And I was like, I heard it, and I was like, what the heck is that sound? And who is on the radio? And I figured out what it was, and I pulled up the stream. So I was able to watch it from launch till about now. And, they went around the dark side of the moon about 2 hours ago now. And, lost contact with Earth for about 40 minutes, as expected. So, all right, that's it. Let's see if there's, at this time, let's see, are there any other closing comments or announcements for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net? Any closing comments, rechecks, checks, please call now. All right, nothing heard tonight, including myself. We had a total of, I believe it's 14 check-ins. KD8PAZ can check with me, check on that. But yeah, 14 check-ins at this time. The Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike. My call sign is KF8EDQ. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3, everyone. God bless.
Flood warning with multiples. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples.